Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Big Soft Titty.png.
Big Soft Titty.png.
Big Soft Titty.png.
Big Soft Titty.png.
I think if we were in a wrestling team, our tag team finisher would be me coming off the top rope, dying midair, and then you would just desecrate my corpse.
Yeah.
And they would just be so confused.
You'd come off the top rope and I'd come off the topper rope and I'd skateboard on your dead body through the, I wouldn't hit anybody. Yeah. I'd skateboard out of the stadium.
We just hope that whoever's calling is like, my God, he's dead. And just hope that everyone in there is confused. They think they're talking about our opponent.
And then they all have heart attacks.
Yeah. God, that would really help our case. What would be our wrestling move? Because the Dudleys always had that thing where they had like a table that they'd get out from under the ring. So maybe we'd get out like, I don't know, two mics and we'd just like freaking riff. Maybe we'd just like find something funny.
I think maybe we'd have we tried talking to them?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we've been doing a lot of fighting. Have we tried talking to them?
Oh no, they're breaking out their finishing move. They're settling their differences through conversation.
No, they're breaking out their finisher, compassion.
Oh, they're finding common ground. Looks like Tom's diffusing it with a bit of self-deprecating humor about his dick, which is small, by the way.
I think it would
tiny.
I think it would be great if maybe you you put on a really big glove and I was sitting in it in a little circle and then you take me out of the glove, rub me against your pants and throw me at them.
Oh, I love that.
I hope they don't have a bat.
Yeah. Oh, if they have a bat, then that plan's gone.
Yeah.
But if we bean them on the bunts.
Fucking bean them on the bunts.
High reward, high risk. What if
that,
we...
That bonce is ready for a beaning, right? Those are our characters.
Excuse me, your bonce seems ready for a beaning, old love.
I'm about to biff you in the mush. Bring that mush over here, it's getting a biffing.
Come on then. Seems someone's not tasted fisticuffs in a while and I've got a big spoonful of them to give you.
And we're naked.
Yeah. That's why the British wrestling never caught on. It's because there's so much jargon to learn. And fisticuffs is so different to just fighting or brawling.
It's a lot different to regular fighting. There's, there's a lot of moving. There's not that much touching, I don't think.
Yeah, it's also
just sort of like bicycling your fists near each other, as far as I can tell.
It's much more the threat of the fist than what the fist can do, yeah.
Yeah.
That thing can... But you're looking at it the whole time. It's so present in your mind.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Sure hope that British fist doesn't connect with my checks notes. Mush?
My mush.
Which is at the front of my bonce. Okay.
Is that?
Right.
Everybody's entry song is God Save the Queen.
For the heels, they play it in like a minor key.
There's a guy who is like, I guess his whole gambit is he's dead, but they don't have motorcycles there. So he comes out, I guess, riding a corgi.
Just the British Undertaker coming out on a push bike. Like the British Undertaker coming out on one of those folding bikes that he uses to get around London in rush hour.
Well, the thing is, because in
Britain,
there's so little space. So the Undertaker, once he died, after that, he has to wrestle as an urn.
Yeah. Well, and also, whenever he comes out, instead of the gong, he's just got ding.
Ding, ding dong. Ding,
it's ding dong. It's Big Ben.
Ding dong.
Oh, bloody hell. It's Big Ben, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Hello. Oh, hello, it's Big Ben.
I'm not fighting a clock.
I'm not fighting a clock.
They've done so much for us. We know when it's tea time. Mm.
They love to know when it's tea time. Hey, sell the clock, cunt. As far as I can tell, it's tea time all the time.
We know when it's uppy, sunny, biscuit, yummy. That's morning.
Oh my God.
Right? Right?
I think you could trick me into thinking that is genuine British slang.
What do you mean tricking?
Okay. No. I was wrong. I'm too smart. Yeah, I think we would be a great wrestling team.
Yeah, I think so too. Do you think, like, am I doing a lot of bending down so you can push them over me?
No. I think that I'm launching you at them a lot.
Yeah.
I think that, so what you're thinking is like, you're behind them and I push you over. Yeah. Push them over you.
No. I've got it. Oh, okay. I've got it. All right. So we're stretching out a flap of skin between your elbow and your torso, and we're using you as a slingshot for me.
Yes, dude.
Yeah.
Thank God. Just grabbing my tuck shop lady wings down the bottom of the triceps, you know, stretching that out.
You know what I think it should be? This is the kind of team that I think we would be. It's sort of a team, but what if you were my hornswoggle? So I'm up there, you're always hiding under the ring, but when I pull you out as like my secret weapon, you have to unclackle your folded bones. It takes you about 3 minutes to get out from underneath the ring.
You see me under the ring and you get, it's so clear that I don't spend any time out from under the ring because like my vitamin D deficiency is so evident. I'm pale as fuck. I look like one of the monsters from The Descent.
You've got yellow sweat stains everywhere.
Yeah. I've got one shirt. Clear that I'm not changing the shirt.
One shirt.
Also, very greasy down there, looks like.
Really greasy, yeah. Mm. Looks good. Hey, it looks greasy down there.
Yeah. Hey, I think that guy has spent the last few months eating just steel chairs and whatever tables we leave under there. The last few
and
times.
Small Irishman.
You
ate hornswoggle. No.
No.
We can see him slowly digesting in your long, lithe body.
Yes, dude. That and the clear outline of a stepladder. Oh, geez. It doesn't seem like it's good hunting under the ring. I can see why he's so happy when he gets let out from there to help with Demi.
Your neck has some, it has just the big cubic shape of a set of stairs.
I think, you know what else is scary that could happen under the ring?
What if, ghosts.
Ghosts would be so scary. That would be the ultimate get, is if you, in like a hardcore match or something, you check under the ring for something and then you pull out a ghost and your opponent's like, oh, the afterlife's real.
No. That's a great move.
Right?
I think that's really cool.
Hey, ghosts are real. Death is only the beginning.
I would pull out their death certificate. I'd make them believe they're already dead.
Holding it in both your hands, like when they hold the ring bell and hitting it, showing it slowly to them.
What have I got under here? What's my secret weapon? Oh, it looks like it's your father's coffin. Oh, you didn't know?
Oh, boy. And this thing is rattling it side to side like a Christmas gift. Yeah. Boy, this thing is full.
Ooh, what with?
Ooh, sounds like there's a bunch of little gifts in here. Oh, he died a long time ago, huh?
Uh-oh, you should have called more. Rattle.
You should have called more.
So he can tell you he's dead.
So he can tell you he's dead and a skeleton. If you didn't hear the dead thing, then you could have at least heard that one.
Man, I reckon I want to be, I think, probably buried with a Nokia just in case.
Yeah. And hopefully you can get some service under there. So you want a Nokia that's not with Telstra.
Well, the service here is terrible.
Yeah. I've been waiting under the ground for my call for a while now.
Wait, so would you call me if I was buried with a phone?
Oh, I'd be so scared to hit if it picked up.
Yeah.
I think that would be my prank on you, is yeah. I'd be like, in my will, you'd find a thing that was like, hey, okay, I've buried myself with this phone. Here's the number. Just if you ever need to like talk to me or something, give me a call. I promise I'll pick up. And then I give you the phone, but it's just like, Alexi's mobile.
Yeah.
And so he picks up and you just had this single moment where you're like, oh God, Tom's Greek in the afterlife. I guess he went to heaven or hell.
All right. And Alexi, I mean, if he's just saying hello.
Yeah.
So I know that you're Greek in the afterlife because you imagine that our friend Alexi only listens to the Zorba when we are not around him. Is that true?
It would come out by the second sentence.
Is that the sound of a breaking plate?
Just one sec. I've got to pull my headphones and break this plate.
Why do they hate plates so much?
Break the third plate of the phone call. That's one of the things that's hard with, you know, friend Alexi working from home. Now I'm just talking about Alexi when he's not on the podcast.
Yeah, that's really weird. Let's not talk about Alexi.
Let's not talk about him.
That's enough.
He's had enough.
He's had enough. And he's not coming around here because we've got those La Crusade plates.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
It's my only nice thing.
It's our only nice thing. We have to have our... We have a lot of nice things.
We have a few nice things, yeah, but the plates are my favorite.
Yeah, they're so good.
We really like the plates.
Did you have tooth stuff when you were a kid? Did you have a plate or did you have a retainer or anything?
Nah, man. What you're looking at is my fucking free range teeth being able to frolic in my mouth.
Au natural.
Yeah, and you can tell.
Yeah, because they're saggy. They didn't put on a tooth bra when you were a kid. Mm-hmm. You don't have a bra on your teeth, they're going to get real saggy real quick.
The bottom row of teeth looks like an untended graveyard.
Yeah.
Genuinely, they all grow fucking janky as hell. Congratulations, everyone else who wore a retainer or braces.
I think they're nice. My bottom teeth are okay, except for two who are trying to kiss.
That's bad.
When they took out my wisdom teeth, they were like, oh, finally! Like a man, an old-timey man taking off a girdle.
Yeah, and now what are they doing in there?
They're moving apart. Now there's food getting stuck in there, like it's making new best friends with my damn gums.
Yeah, you got a lot of stuff stuck in your wisdom tooth hole, huh?
Well, not in my wisdom tooth hole, in between the teeth that now have enough room to not be hugging each other.
Right.
So they're like spreading out.
Okay, I see.
Mm.
Ugh, that sucks.
It was bullshit. That one that was like growing completely sideways was doing me a damn favor. Wasn't even the one that hurt. It was just like, hey, don't even worry about it. Nothing's getting in here.
That's so crazy. It's so crazy that a tooth that is colliding with other teeth that is pushing another tooth into the tooth that is the second tooth I was talking about wasn't the tooth causing you problems.
Well, I feel like I've fallen down a conversational well and I cannot get out. I have no idea what you're saying.
I don't know how I'm going to get out of this either. I just said the word tooth about seven times.
Yeah, this is what I heard. This is where it started and you're like, yeah, a tooth that's growing sideways, tooth a booth a mooth, a tooth a dooth a booth a mooth. Demi's so pretty. Demi's so pretty. Demi looks so skinny. Pretty. Demi's so pretty. Tooth a booth, a mooth, a booth, a booth.
A booth, a mooth, a dooth, a booth.
That's what I heard.
The hey, we were talking about something just earlier, and you said I hadn't told you this.
Sorry, no.
Oh yeah, you're wrong.
Wrong. I'm wrong.
You're wrong. I'm right. And I was saying I wasn't talking about anything. The two clumsy gaslighters.
So funny to me, like, oh yeah, you're wrong. Hey, yeah, you're wrong. Someone's like, I was down at the, I was just thinking about how beautiful birds are. Oh, yeah, you're wrong. Birds are ugly as shit, and I don't agree with you.
Yeah, it's completely throws you off your balance.
Yeah.
Huh? It's like getting punched in the nose.
It's like.
Huh? What?
You're going to punch me in my nose, you're going to have to get past these beautiful, luscious lips.
Are they really in front of your nose?
Oh, yeah, baby.
You need to get them looked at. I think you've been eating bees.
No, I've had work done. I've got like a, I'm like, my lips are like a tapir's mouth, but they go up.
Yeah.
Like a tapir with helium.
You've had work done. I don't know who did it, and I would love to get it undone.
I've done some bad work done. I've had some bad work done. So usually you get a surgeon. I got a contractor and they just came in with their high vis. And they're like, yeah, we can put some stuff in there. I think
punching
it was
you twice in the mouth. Don't know who did this. Don't know who was working on this before.
Don't know what was doing dunk, this. Dunk. This is all going to have to come out.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. They're talking about my bones.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Shoddy workmanship here.
Anyway, what were you going to say? We were talking before.
You said that I had not told you about this. It's true. It's actually true.
Doubt it.
It's actually real.
Don't think so.
And it's brave. We were talking before about how I had that internship at a PR place, which I'm sure I've told you about.
No.
So I had this internship at a PR place.
Pirate rally.
Public relations, actually, interestingly.
For pirates rallying for their rights.
Yeah, okay, sure, Demi. Yeah, fine. Is this what you want to hear? I worked at the pirate rally.
That is what I wanted to hear.
Okay, good. But the main...
Yar.
I had like two...
Is that what they said a lot?
They said yar.
They say yar.
I had like three jobs when I was there. One of them was just...
Wrangling the pirates.
Yeah, that's right.
Organizing
Wrangling
their parades.
The pirates.
Yep. Making sure everyone was wearing a face mask at the parade.
Hey, does everyone have enough pieces of eight? Or does anyone need any doubloons?
Yar, I can't count past five.
Oh boy, you are going to find finance in your field especially taxing.
Field? I'm on the open sea.
Oh, you're right. I need to stop interfering with your stuff and just keep rallying you. Go over there.
Are there vegetables that just grow in water?
Kelp or seaweed?
Does that count as a vegetable?
Yeah, it's a vegetable. It's certainly not a fruit.
Well, not things just aren't calm down. No, don't have to just be vegetables or fruit, Tom. Is grass a vegetable?
What? Are you okay?
Nah. Nah, bro.
Holy shit.
Nah, brother.
I think that seaweed would be a vegetable.
Okay.
But it's also apparently a weed. Oh, no. Kelp.
Mineral?
Kelp is delicious. Anyway.
What?
Kelp's nice.
You've had kelp?
Kelp and seaweed are both nice.
What does kelp go
they're
like?
They're one and the same.
So then why did you say both? Say one. One, please.
Why did you say that I worked at a pirate rally?
That's where you worked. I'm just telling the truth, man.
So am I. Kelp and seaweed are both nice. And they're also the same thing as far as I know.
What were your colleagues like? A lot of bird shit around? Yeah. And parrots?
Now, oh, God, there's Kevin. He's got a real chip on his shoulder. Sorry, I mean shit in his shoulder from the parrot that's on his shoulder.
Yeah.
I should have told you, Kevin's the guy with the parrot.
Kevin's the guy with the parrot.
Oh, sorry, the guy with the grey parrot. As distinct from... The guy with the off-grey parrot, the guy with the dark-grey parrot. Oh, there's a lot of African greys around
you're
here. They're very smart birds.
No, you're just a dog. You're just a dog. You think parrots are grey. You're a dog. You're a dog working at the pirate rally. Ooh, this is good stuff. Call Tim Robinson.
We got to pitch something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I was working at this public relations place, and the job that I had to start off, it was at a place called Frank PR. I tried to email the address that they gave me.
Frank PR.
Oh, I'd give anything to not be interrupted.
Frank PR.
I'd give anything to...
Captain Frank PR.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're right. But the when I got there, I tried to email the address that I was given when I turned up there, and they'd deleted it years ago.
So,
which
what?
Makes sense.
That's strange.
Anyway, I was interning at this place, and the job that I had was Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey had just hit the shelves, and they'd landed the promo opportunity for it. What do you want to say?
Nothing. Nothing. I love you. Nothing.
They had the PR account for Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey, and the thing I had to do was go through a big list of Australian celebrities and work and list out who had an alcohol addiction or like another conviction or stories about them that would make this company sending them a free bottle of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey a bad investment.
Problematic, yes. Yeah. Okay.
So my jobs were that, and then I had to try and work out how to get an M1 Abrams tank built out of sand on Bondi Beach.
Okay.
Turns out you can't do it.
You can't do it?
No.
And why is that?
They don't let you advertise on the beach.
And why a tank?
Because Call of Duty was also one of their accounts.
Right. Not just war.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No. But I always remember there was one Aussie, like, Z-lister celeb who used to be a VJ for Channel V who got back to them after being sent.
That's what we call a vagina.
Mm. Yeah, he used to be a vagina at Channel V. Everyone would lick him and say, yummy. But everyone would do that to this guy who used to work at Channel V. And I remember he got back to them and was like, he was so enthusiastic and trying to worm his way into other work.
Oh.
And I was just like, you're a fucking disgusting
little
rat.
Worm.
They also had a whiteboard that was still left up from when they landed the account initially,
right.
And it just had all their brainstorming things on it. Okay. But all it said was, honey, honey, bee, honey, hive, honey, bee. Honey, and hive, bee, honey, hive, hive, sting, honey, bee, honey, bee, hive.
Okay, did that bear get in the office again?
Has that bear been in the office?
Where's the bear?
Guys, I told you to move all the whiteboard markers to a bear-safe container. Oh, jeez. Oh, guys, there's honey all over my whiteboard markers again.
All right, I guess we're putting bear poison back in the drink coolers again.
No, don't do that. I'm Peter.
Okay, Dave Callan. Dave Callan's moved state.
Did you know?
God. Yeah. I think we'd be a great professional wrestling team, Danny.
Yeah, that's what we're getting at. Yeah, us and the bear.
It's two little freaks and a full-grown bear.
Yeah.
Yay.
How much taller is a bear than you? If, like, you know, the biggest kind of bear. What's the biggest kind of bear?
I think grizzly, right? Yeah. And if it stood on its hind legs, do you mean?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, right.
I don't want it wrestling on all fours.
No, you would have to have it. Because the great thing about a bear walking on its rear legs to the ring is that if you're in the ring, while it's on the ramp, you're like, that is so lovely. And then when it starts climbing the stairs, you're like, oh no.
Oh bugger.
Oh shit. Well, as long as the ropes can hold up, it delicately raises them to top rope.
Oh no. Well, that's not the only.
Squinks in between the middle and lower.
I mean, that's you said that's the great thing about the bear. That's not the only great thing about a bear.
Oh yeah, you're right.
I don't want you to fence in this bear.
Honestly, probably one of the great things about the bear is learning a bit about bears by listening and seeing where he's announced from.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know grizzly bears were native to that region.
Oh, interesting. Neither of us smart enough to know where grizzly bears might come from.
No, but neither's the ring announcer, and he hasn't done any reading, so he's just like, from parts unknown.
From, I guess, a bear pussy 9 years ago. How old do bears live?
I don't know. I think that bears live to be about... If a bear was 40, I'd say that bear's...
I'd say that's an old bear.
Yeah, that's an old bear.
That would be an old bear. I don't think a bear could live to 40. I would say like maybe 25 because like people are always like when they find out that like...
No. You're right.
They are.
People are always like...
People are always like...
Yeah.
When they find out that...
When they're like turning into things, transforming into things.
When they're transforming into different stuff.
When they've been hit like by like a sunbeam or whatever.
When there's a full moon. That's what happens.
Yeah, what were you going to say? How old...
I'll tell you what I'm going to say. Do you want to put that phone down, champion?
I would love to. I'm Googling how old do... Oh!
What?
Well, for one thing, I Googled how old do grizzly bears live?
Hey!
And
it says they're not real.
Wow!
They're a myth.
I've solved their test, and I'm the first person to call Google's bluff on this. These live in the wild 20 to 25 years.
Hey, and I did a good guess.
In captivity, the oldest coastal bear was 39.
Cool.
Captive grizzlies have lived as long as 44 years. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Great.
Great. Great news for me.
I guess I'll never finish my cool sentence I was going to say, though, and it was going to be a ripper, too.
I bet.
It's going to be a bloody ripper.
That's such a shame.
Sorry,
what'd
you say? Hey, bet. Sorry.
I bet.
Sorry. Sorry, what'd you say?
I bet.
Mr. Sheep's here. Hey, bet.
Hey, bet. All right, we're going to take a break.
All right, let's take a break.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I know why it actually doesn't work, but it makes me really fucking mad that you can get a really stupid small dog.
Yeah.
And you can just breed it with a really big dog and that'll turn into like a different dog. And you can't do a horse and a seal or something.
Mm.
I know that it's like, yeah, they're dogs, but they're barely even the same thing.
Yeah, if they're so different, then surely the horse and seal can put aside their differences.
Yeah.
And just set me up with something that, I don't know, horse with always wet feet?
Well, I don't think the wetness really comes from biology.
I beg to differ.
Okay.
I think that if a horse and a seal had a baby, it would come out.
It would come out dry
and it would stay wet.
Come out
it would
dry
get
and
wet.
Stay wet. Fuck, you're then so the, right, bro.
The seal would
Fuck,
kick
bro,
in.
Bro, you're so fucking right, bro.
I think, yeah. Or just like a horse balancing a ball on its nose.
You think it's so you're just keeping it a horse. That's so you're being so small-minded. You're thinking a wet horse or a horse that likes a ball.
I'm saying
right?
The horse genes are so dominant. No way a seal. Yeah, man, seal already
huge,
looks
dude.
Like dog.
They're huge, dude. They're they got huge. Room for the dick.
Horse genes, goddamn.
Horse genes, goddamn it. They're so dominant.
Ooh, when you trot into my store wearing those.
That's the real dom genes. 50 Shades of Grey.
That's great, baby.
I was just thinking that it would be really nice to see a horse that was, yeah, I think it's nice to see a horse that's struggling with its heavy neck and head and also a heavy tail, trying to keep that off the ground, walking just its front legs because it's all it has, and a tail, and it's sort of like a teeter-totter.
That would be really nice. Yeah. I think, listen, what we can agree on is that horses are old hat. They need to be spiced up. Okay?
Yeah, I think so. What are
horses have been around too long. They've been around long enough that we're trying to make them do like dressage just to make them interesting.
Yeah.
We need to go back to the drawing board and create something that appeals to... Okay, I'm talking like someone who's about 27 minutes away from pitching you a horse with a screen embedded in the back of its neck so you can watch movies while you ride it.
Eyes on the trail.
Eyes on
All
the
right.
trail.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, guys, if your horse is at a complete stop, then you can activate the screen. We're actually realizing there's a lot of fatalities happening.
Yeah, I'm going to put a horse with a tube on it that you blow into to make sure you're not horse and drunk.
That's good. That way you make sure that people are only riding the horse sober so they can enjoy the horse.
And yeah, I'll put a tube on me so the horse can blow in and he's not drunk either. Boy. Or she.
Whoa. Dipshit. Getting finally, like, breaking the family bank to get my kid not just a horse, but a horse with an alarm clock built in. Just really. Also, after that, you know I have to get a new bedside table because it wrecked the first one when I tried to put it on it. Yeah.
Is the alarm clock for you or for the horse?
It wakes me up.
And puts the horse to sleep.
Yeah, finally the horse can go to sleep after its long watch over me during the night. Horses could be punched up.
Yeah.
Right?
We all know it.
Walking around on hands instead of feet, finally.
That'd be great.
Right?
Well, they don't really have feet.
They got trotters,
Yeah. No, wait, what do they call horse foots?
Hooves.
Hooves, yeah. Yeah, the hoof is the whole foot, right? Because the horse legs are technically fingers is something that I learned. The whole leg is a finger.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then at the end, they've got the hooves, which is the feet, but also is the fingernail?
Yeah, if you saw an animorph time lapse of you turning into a horse, it would be you holding your hands up to your chest and then pointing slowly at the ground. Really slowly and really long.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird, right?
Yes.
Those things are crazy.
Horses have nipples, though, yes?
Oh, like you wouldn't believe.
Okay.
And you can suck whatever you want out of those things.
Whatever I want?
Yeah.
Do I think about it or do I make the horse eat something over a long period of months?
Me, when I get a go at a horse nipple, I'm running up there and I'm holding two of them at once so I get a blend.
Yeah. I'm going to put a horse in a fridge and have a slushie.
Oh, no. The Coke is always out on the horse nipples.
Is that... Do we have any Diet Coke horse nipples? No?
Because
my dad only drinks Diet Coke if I'm going to get him the... I bring the horse cup back and it's full of just regular Coke. He's going to go bananas.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So. When we used to go to like McDonald's or Hungry Jack's or anything, which I'd always be like, Dad, no, you're so fat. But then like kind of we would go to like for some reason he just hated going to the drive through. So he always parked and just made me walk in.
Huh.
Real dad stuff. Park in the car park and he'd be like, all right, what I want. And I was like, bacon deluxe. Yeah, I know. No lettuce.
Uh-huh.
Fine.
Hey, remove the nod at the idea that there are things other than meat in the world. Remove the Bacon Deluxe's attempt to just give you any kind of non-scurvy.
I think there was tomatoes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, then he's getting his serving of fruit.
Yeah.
That's really
good.
Hold on.
What did you say?
Oh, no.
Hold on a second. Fruit, bro?
Is the...
Okay, and I guess a hamster is a fruit too.
No.
You can't just say stuff.
I can't.
You can't just say stuff. There's laws.
There's laws.
There's laws, okay.
There's actually pretty stringent laws on what you can and can't say nowadays.
Yeah.
It's kind of to prevent a lot of cursing, a lot of hexing, a lot of spell casting.
Yeah.
Can't get away with much these days.
I'd say Voldemort will show up.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
There's a whole bunch of guys where if you say their name into a mirror, they're going to appear.
Yeah.
Come on. Grow up.
Grow up.
Stop name searching.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. Saying Bloody Mary into the mirror a few times, they'd be like, hey, leave me alone. And she's like,
actually, oh. No. Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Hey, I actually really need to be alone right now.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, pranking Bloody Mary by taking the world's nastiest shit in the bathroom before you do it. Oh, P.U.
Bloody Mary showing up behind you and you being like, what are you doing here? And her being like, oh, it happened again. Sorry, somebody spoofed my name and they're calling people that I didn't
My name's Bloody Isabel. I don't know how this keeps happening to me.
I don't know how this keeps happening.
Did you say Bloody? No one ever does.
No. Hey, Voldemort had a lot less patience than Beetlejuice did, didn't he?
Yeah, they said his name a whole
once,
heap of times.
You say it once I show up. Once. I'm Voldemort! Is how I think he sounded.
Yeah, but... Wait, no, he didn't turn up if you said his name,
yeah,
right? It was just bad if you said his name because
No, he don't do this. He showed up if you... He showed up if you said his name. It became... That was why, like, in the books, they were like, no, we have to say you-know-who now. And Carrie... You know Carrie? Carrie Pocket?
Okay.
The main character of Carrie Pocket and the Wizards of Elm.
Yeah.
So when he would, like, he goes to say it and he's like, I'm not scared of the name. And they're like, no, it's not like that. And he's like, I'm going to say Voldemort. And they're like, no. And he goes, Mort. And then, like, the Snatchers show up because you can't say his name anymore because it's magic.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's why when old blonde broad's dad, who's also blonde, he says his name and they show up to fucking kill him.
I guess that's why you should, like, I guess that's why it's good that it's good to change your name so you get that better SEO.
Yeah.
Because if anyone's saying that, like, it's not like, you know, John Smith and you turn up and they were, like, talking about another guy.
Yeah.
Or a Tom Walker and they're, like, talking about either the musician or the British comedian who plays Jonathan Pye.
They would be talking about one of those two,
or
yeah.
The Devil and Tom Walker, like
they'd,
the
archetypal
folk tale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Demi Lardner, you get a 12-year-old orienteerist from Adelaide.
And that's not you.
It's not me. It's a different one.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's rough.
Orienteerist is just like someone who uses a map to walk around, right?
And a compass.
Sorry. I forgot.
Yeah.
So they use a map and a compass.
Yeah, put some respect on the wild venture of orienteering, okay?
Well, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to be like, I'm here. And that means that that's there.
Ha ha.
Aha. I beat you once again, globe. You thought you were going to hide that shit from me.
That's what you do when you're doing orienteering.
Trudging for 12 hours saying we the whole time.
We. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Alone, I guess.
Wow. It rules that I know where north is.
It's that way.
Yep.
Woo.
Woo. Probably some friends over there. Southwest for me then.
I still don't get how compasses work. Where's the magnet? How does it know?
No idea.
Why would it point north?
I think there's maybe magnet on.
Is there a boss magnet? There's a boss magnet.
The poles are magnetized. And so, yeah, they
point north. How strong are the magnets that they're talking to every damn compass on the world?
And also, I don't get how. I mean, surely there's other magnets. I own magnets.
I have some. Is everybody going to come here expecting Santa?
And Demi. When are you and I going to get together and pull our magnets and actually combine our assets?
Because
this is the first I've heard about you owning magnets.
Yeah. I just think that for now, like maybe until your magnet income sort of matches mine, it's not really worth my time
Okay.
pulling out magnets together.
All right. That makes sense. Yeah, I don't understand how compasses work. I also don't know why. Whenever someone asks me which way north is, I think to myself, none of my business. I know where here is. I'm going to stick around here. To be honest, if everything goes to shit, I think I'm going to be, you can find me in a 5 meter square radius for the rest of my short life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I'm not striking out anywhere anytime soon.
Hey, guess what? I don't really care where north is. Give me a magnet that, no, sorry. I don't really care where north is. How about you give me a compass that shows me where the bears are?
Yeah. Or actually, for my life, day to day, don't you leave the north compass at home. Give me a compass that tells me where the shops are. Because that's where I'm going.
Well, give me a compass that tells me where my phone is. I need to get a bigger case that's a different color.
But by working out where north is, you can work out where the shops and
Shut
the phone are.
Up!
Shut up. Cut out the middleman, which is big north, by the way.
Yeah.
Ugh.
She's not that big. What is she, like three?
Is it Kanye West's kid?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Northwest, funny.
That's weird to name your kid a direction.
That's not.
Okay, my bad.
It's really normal.
Oh, Lefty Lardner over here.
What is that supposed to mean?
What does that mean?
Well, I was going to take a sip, so I thought you would talk.
No, I don't want to talk.
Oh, okay.
No, you go take a sip.
What if like bank accounts and stuff were like, what if we treated like shared knowledge in this relationship like bank accounts?
Mm.
Like we only use our own. And if you don't know something, you just don't know it.
Yeah, I like that.
You like it?
Yeah.
Let's do that then.
Suddenly you are like, you're looking to swing back a hammer and it just completely goes haywire in your hand because you're working on our shared knowledge. Oh, Christ, I would bring you down in so many aspects of your life.
Well, see, I'd swing the hammer back and I'd forget the down. So basically my arm would just be a haywire clock going backwards, backwards, backwards.
Pulling out nails.
One by one.
Yeah.
House falls down around us.
Yeah, I would love a big hammer. Sorry, that's
separate. Okay, that wasn't really anything to do with what I said, but... Yeah,
I got distracted. I would love a big hammer.
You have a big hammer.
Yeah, but I'm not holding it.
Okay. Maybe get some more hands.
Yeah.
I really think that I could win at BattleBots.
Yeah? Just you by yourself?
Yeah. Yes. Hey. Yeah.
Robot Wars. And then it just pans over and we've glued a tape, like a sheet metal bib to you.
Yeah.
And I'm holding a controller.
Yes.
Just an old Xbox 360 controller.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And it's not plugged into anything. It's plugged into your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, no, actually this helps resonate with the Demi.
Yeah.
Sends her into battle.
Yeah. I don't have any skills in robotics, but I think I could do really well at BattleBots for my ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like you could make a killing machine.
Yeah, I think so. I could have the idea for it. Mm. If I didn't have the guys to build it for me, I could probably spray paint a dog.
Yeah, I mean, once you hold down the dog, that's what, a day's work. You know, you spray paint one side, let it dry, spray paint the other.
Well, no, I just let it run around. It'll dry really quick.
Right. But then, and here, I don't want to push back and say that's a bad idea, but then after you let it run around, you've got to get to catching the dog again.
Oh, dang.
Whereas what if spray paint the ground, hold the dog down, spray paint the side that's not on the ground, it gets up, whole dog spray paint.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, spray paint the ground, then rub the dog on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold it down.
Hold it down.
Hold down the dog.
Hold down the dog?
Hold down the dog.
I don't think I'm going to get an even spread.
Hold down the dog. You get yourself a pretty even spread of that dog on the ground.
Anyway, I'll probably give the dog nunchucks to run in there with.
That would be so darling.
Yeah, I know.
Seeing a dog running with a nunchuck in its mouth, the other one flailing around.
Immediately chopped in half by the lawnmower blade in the middle of Huge, the robot.
Yeah, just immediately bisected by Sir Kill-A-Lot.
But I think I would have a cute enough dog that it'd turn into two dogs. It'd be too cute to die, I think.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness. And hopefully those two dogs, because they're going to be smaller, that's even cuter. So when they get chopped up, they each turn into four dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an exponential amount of dog.
Yeah.
And hopefully they're still silver, so you're not getting disqualified.
They're going to be silver and red.
Yeah, you're right, actually. There's a lot of red inside the dog.
There's a lot of, you know, there's more red inside the dog than you would think.
Yeah, right. You know, actually, a lot of the old science is being proved wrong now about both dogs and people. Mm. You know we're like 97% red?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
In here, like inside this old hunk of shit, as I call it. I mean, it's
very
dark inside there right now. You couldn't see anything. It's no color.
Yeah.
It's awful. Nothing good happening.
But once you open the door.
Good gracious, you are ready for some red. It is crimson as fuck in there. And once you open it up, that gets all on everything.
Uh-huh.
No getting that out.
No getting that out.
Oh. I think that I would make a robot whose prerogative is to escape the cage.
Ooh, you're making an escape robot.
I think I make a robot that just immediately suctions itself to the ceiling and waits its opponent out through a battle of attrition.
I love that.
You go ahead. I fitted my thing out with long life batteries and a big suction cup.
Then the other robot is waiting at the bottom like an alligator for 6 weeks.
Yeah, it just has to starve to death.
I'd make a robot that climbs the other robot and just sits on its head.
Mm.
Come get me, idiot.
Come get me, idiot.
And then maybe a drill underneath.
Haha, your robot sucks. Oh, does it? And immediately the wall behind the opposing team crumbles as my actual robot barges through, reducing them to mincemeat with one shot of its Gatling gun.
Yeah.
And now won't that make you think twice about hurting my feelings?
You're crying.
Yeah. Not holding it together at all.
Not holding it together.
Even for Robot Wars, this guy is crying a lot.
You're looking at a picture of your wife and she's clearly much younger than you, but the photo was old. She left you a while ago.
Yeah.
Or perhaps is dead.
Or perhaps is dead. You know what?
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks for putting that in there as the or.
Or?
Yeah.
She could be dead.
She could be dead.
It's 2021.
Listen, what I want to know is...
It's 2021. My wife could be dead.
Hey, you know what? It's 2021. Ladies can be dead now.
Ladies can be dead.
Ladies can be dead.
It's...
The corpse industry has been so resistant to ladies entering it for so long. They just had to live. Not anymore.
But what about this? What about... All right, here's a new guy.
What?
It's 2021. I lost my job. I can't provide for you and the kids anymore. It's 2021.
Yeah. I'm a house husband now.
He doesn't really get it.
No.
It's 2021. I crashed the car. I crashed the car. It's 2021, folks.
Hey, that's how this dang year is going, huh?
Yeah.
I hit your mom with the car, by the way, and if she's... hey, let me just say this. When your mom wraps around the car, she wraps around the car. Anyway, your mom's dead and I totaled the car.
Yeah.
It's 2021.
It's 2021, folks. It's 2021. I think your sister's hot and I fucked her. It's 2021.
Can this hell year be over already? I fucked your sister and your mum's dead. And I'm infectious for a disease and nobody knows what it is, but they know it's bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's okay. People are fine with it now. It's 2021. Mine's change. So do souls.
So do souls.
Yeah.
I'm an old soul. I saw someone genuinely identify as an old soul.
Oh, no.
It was crazy.
Were they 14?
No.
Well, that's very scary.
He was in his 30s.
Hmm. No, so hey, dude, like, I think you're actually just old.
Yeah. You don't get to be an old soul now.
No, you're just old.
You're just boring is what you are.
A lot of people are going to be really mad at us. Tom's over 30.
Yeah, I'm over 30. And also, if you're an old soul, you can't be that when you're 30.
No.
You can't be mature for your age at 30.
I'm mature for my age. If you're 30 and you're mature for your age, it means I'm racist.
Yeah, I have early onset dementia. Okay, man. I'm sorry for you, but you don't get to claim that as a personality trait.
I'm mature for my age. My back really hurts all the time because I don't wear my special shoes.
I am having a hell of a time. I'm mature for my age. I'm in constant pain. Constant back pain. About 10 years ahead of schedule, apparently.
One person who was mature for their age, Benjamin Button.
God. But then, as it went along, became immature for his age.
Yeah. Became a little prick.
As I remember.
Sorry, is that okay to say?
Oh, God. Ugh.
2021.
All these people nowadays can't even say stuff about people with Benjamin Button disease.
Can't even say Benjamin Button was a little prick.
Oh, you're a fan of Benjamin Button disease? Name two people who suffered from it. Benjamin Button and I guess the lady in the movie also suffered from it.
She didn't have it, but she did suffer.
Yeah.
You know, some people suffer from diseases they don't have. Like sometimes I'll think about like people with like cancer and I get sad. That bums you out. It upsets me.
Yeah.
And so when it's also for me it's sad and I'm suffering.
I hope this doesn't like, you know, read as me piggybacking off that.
Will.
But when you're sad, that actually I've learned to make that bum me out.
Oh.
And so when you're sad, it makes me sad.
Well, I'm sorry.
Good. And that's and was that so hard? Can we get a bit more of that?
Okay. I've been thinking, you want to hear the stupid brain shit that I've been thinking?
Yeah.
I keep thinking about how we putting, oh, this is so stupid. We just put layers of shit over other shit to protect that shit. Like when you have a...
Okay, you got to,
Yeah, I know, and I'm about to explain it. If you don't interrupt me, I'll do it now.
Okay, cool. Just, you put your shit on the shit.
Shut the fuck up. You got a mattress.
Yeah.
We put a mattress protector on that. Yeah. And then you put a sheet on it. And then you have to wear pajamas.
Yeah.
So that your dick and pussy doesn't rub, both of them rub all over the sheets. Mm. But then you also, yeah, got undies under the pajamas to protect the pajamas. The pajamas are protecting the bed, the sheets are protecting the mattress protector. It's a psycho world.
I'm starting to think that maybe we just get naked, rub around on that mattress, see how bad things can get.
Why don't we get naked and sleep on a slippery dip?
Yeah, right? What's the worst that can happen? How can that make me feel worse than I feel now?
How can that make me feel bad, officer?
Yeah, hey, I think you'll find my life sucks. So what? I'm going to put on the mattress protector? Oh, because look where that got me. Come on. You do need to do it, though.
Hey, officer. I think you'll find I'm incredibly sad. And there's nothing you can do to make me feel better.
I don't remember being happy when I wasn't speeding, officer.
So, do the math on that, sir.
Lunging for his gun.
Oh, I'm not allowed to have that, I guess. Oh, it's against the law.
Mister, only I can touch my gun hell walking world, the streets hell again.
Hell world, hell world.
That's 2021, I guess.
That's 2021. I can't even lunge for an officer's gun.
Can't even lunge for the officer's gun. Can't ride their horse either.
Can't do nothing. Can't ride their horse. They don't even have a horse. Okay. Yeah, no, I guess that's fine.
That's
cops
fine
don't even have horses
me.
Now. Mm. Are we okay? What's happened? Oh, no. Bloody hell.
The answer is usually no.
Yeah.
If we have to ask. Dang. You know, those guys.
Damn.
Do you know those breakdancers going to. Oh, no.
Yes. What? Tom. What?
You know when those breakdancers are going crazy on like a cardboard?
Yeah.
You know, they have the cardboard laid out?
Yes.
Wouldn't you be so scared that you dance too good and it box you up?
Oh!
Like you're doing a windmill.
He brought it back.
A windmill, too good.
Oh, my God.
The centrifuge of your leg sucks the flaps up and then just pumps over.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no. You're in there suffocating, clawing at this box.
Sticks itself up together. They mail you to the president so he can give you a medal for good breakdancing.
Oh, no. But he doesn't even know that you're a good breakdancer.
He doesn't even know, but well, he wouldn't be able to tell. He'll see the box.
Yeah, but he's only doing it based on context clues.
Yeah.
The president wouldn't know his pop from his lock. Okay.
Oh, shit.
The president thinks a windmill is what makes flour, okay?
It is. Wait, what do you... It is. Tom. What do you mean? You can't just say...
Oh, my God, I can't believe my girlfriend is as stupid as the president, who's an orange buffoon, by the way. This is... Oh, by the way...
That's all you can't know. He's not anymore,
we're banking
Tom.
This.
No, he's
we're
not.
Banking episodes.
No, we're not.
This is from 2019.
We're not. You just fucked up and you're... You, no.
No, I think Biden's an orange buffoon. By the way, we need to adjust the color balance on our TVs.
Yeah, I've been playing Tom old episodes of ALF and telling him it's the Oval Office.
Oh, geez, Louise. Is anyone going to stop this guy?
Yeah.
Am I going to think that he's actually going to eat a cat?
Okay. God. All right, we have to go.
We have to go.
We have to leave.
We got
to
go.
Ugh.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this week's BigSoftTutor.png. More episodes on the Patreon. And check out our Twitch channels, twitch.tv/TomWalker and twitch.tv/DemiLardner.
Yeah.
Also...
mail us any pills that you have around
don't
the house.
Do that. Okay. If you are a member of ACTA, and this will apply to almost 0% of people, I'm up for an ACTA award for my stream. Please vote for it. Bye.
Bye.
What?
That is so stupid.
I know, but it's funny.
Okay.
It's a fucking scam organization.
You also want to win, though.
I desperately want to win because I want to know what clip they're going to put in the nominations for the award.
Good grief.
Because there's no clip that is good. Anyway, I got to go fart out my ass. And then I think I'm going to do a shit as well.
Any pills that you find anywhere in the house, like between floorboard cracks and like, or stuff that you do know what it does, but don't tell us what it does.
Yeah.
Bye.
We're going to go ahead and wrap it in cheese so Demi can eat it.
Bye.
So she can take MDMA.
I was gonna...
Wrapping MDMA in cheese and massaging your throat so you can have a good time at a party.
Stroking my throat so the MDMA goes down smooth. Then when you're putting me in a bag that only lets my head out the top so that you can grab the sides of my mouth and open it to give me my MDMA.
Then when you get into harder drugs,
yeah.
Heating a spoon and then wrapping the spoon in cheese.
Don't wrap the spoon in cheese. I'm going to eat the whole damn spoon.
I don't know what to do here.
No.
I don't know. This is my first time escalating.
No.
Hey, thank you very much for listening.
Tom hides his dick in cheese to trick me into giving a blowjob.
Oh, boy. I sure hope she munches on my crunches on my dick. That'd feel so good. Hey, babe, are you busy tonight? I want to get my shit chewed.
Ew, no. You know I hate that.
Okay.
All right, would you like some brie?
Serving you up a plate of cheese. Oh, fuck. All right. Dude, really? I really hope she chews my shit up.
Please chew my shit.
Yes, dude.
Anyway, we have to go to a specialty store to find cheese they slice small enough to do that with.
Yeah, it's hard with my dick because when you slice it small enough to wrap around it, the cheese is transparent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. My dick is the happily, my dick is the exact size and shape as a baby bell.
Yeah.
So we can just go ahead and put it in one of those red wax things.
Yeah.
We want it to end. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Really wrap that shit in wax. It's so weird.
It's so weird.
Somebody left a candle near some cheese and they were like, and this is my product. Holy sharks. My product is bad cheese.
Hey, Chucks, my product is cheese and work. You ever been sitting down?
You know the worst part about eating an orange? What about that but for cheese?
We all know how much it rules to do a little job.
I didn't like lose friends, but it was the first time that I felt shocked and stupid. It was when I went to school and they were like, we're kind of talking about the snacks that we have, and I'm like, yeah, after school I eat like baby bells, and they're like, oh yeah, baby bells are okay, and I'm like, yeah, I just really like the texture of the outside of it, and they were like, oh, Demi's eating wax, Demi's eating wax, Demi's eating wax.
How old were you?
I was like 14. I was like, oh, that's why I've been shitting so weird.
Because you were eating wax.
I was worried that I was shitting.
Red wax.
I was worried that I was shitting like that. And I didn't tell my mum because that was at the point where like I had that thing in my brain that I was like, if I get sick, I'll get in trouble.
Oh my God.
So hey, I can't tell anybody.
Mom, I think something's wrong. The skin of the baby bell isn't being digested at all. The cheese peel that I eat, by the way.
Well, it's weird to have to peel cheese.
Oh, fuck.
Anyway, thanks so much for listening to BigSubTitty.png.
Did you stop eating the wax after that?
I chewed it. I still did chew it because I liked
it. I knew it.
I didn't swallow it anymore. It's just like, it was like fun to chew. It had a nice chew on it. Try it at home and mail us any pills.
Okay, and now we're going to finish the episode.
Okay. Love okay. You. Bye.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.